If you said that you saw this coming, I hate to tell you, you are a liar. The Vancouver Canucks absolutely dominated the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Which, you know, like a one-off, sure, but this is after beating the Colorado Avalanche, the defending Stanley Cup champions, just a few nights ago. This is the team that we were promised, is a team that can go out and play ball with the Colorado Avalanche, with the Vegas Golden Knights, at least every once in a while, and hold their own, especially after that game against Vegas from last week that was such a disaster. Man, what a wonderful, wonderful performance, especially from the penalty kill. Yeah, that's one. The power play, Spencer Martin, fantastic. This is going to be a quick recap and then quick plus minus, and this is going to be mostly about you guys tonight, as I did miss the first half of the game. I sort of watched it on fast forward, did catch up. I want to know your thoughts, your opinions on what went down in this game, because the dream's back. The dream's back. I hate to say it, but the Canucks are two games back of 500. They have 8 wins, which, you know, they didn't do until they had, you know, they were 8-15-2 last year when everything went awry and there was firings happening. Well, now they're 8-10-3. So unless they lose the next 5, they are in a much better position than they were last year. But let's do this quick recap. And I'm just going to recap the goals. First period, Brock Besser, his 3rd goal. He has been on a run lately. It's a tip again. And you might say, look, he's not sniping the puck like we expect. But hey, tips are goals. And it's a good power play play. Honestly, Oliver Ekman-Larsson on this power play, chef's kiss. Mwah. What a play by Oliver Ekman-Larsson to fake the slap shot, get everyone to bite, take a quick little step to his left, wrist shot through. Besser gets the tip. It's going right dead center of the net. He tips it inside the post. Just perfection. Brock Besser's a point under a point per game at this point, which is pretty good for a guy who hasn't been playing very well. End of the period, minute to go. Canucks back on the power play. Right off the faceoff, they hit the puck, JT Miller. He goes downhill, wrist shot through Thompson. It's a goal he loves to score. He does it a lot. It's his 11th of the year at this point in 21 games, which is, it's like a 40-something goal pace. And for, again, how not great Miller has been, especially defensively, and he's like a big-time minus, he produces. And he produces with 3 points tonight. A good game for him. You put him on the wing, and he's fantastic. So Canucks up 2-0 after 1, the most dangerous lead in Canucks hockey. Canucks make it 3-0 halfway through the second period. I think it's their first shot of the period, maybe their second shot of the period. They don't get a shot for like 11 minutes. And then 11:33, Elias Pettersson on the power play finally connects with the bomb from the right-hand side. The one-timer, it's a beauty, rips it past Logan Thompson. Just so good. Perfect. Elias Pettersson. You knew it was going to come in eventually. It's his 11th of the year as well. Also on like a 40 plus goal pace. And then 2 minutes later, look, we love Tyler Mott and that Mott Lamico Highmore unit, but holy, Niels Omond, Dakota Joshua are still playing so, so good. Omond and Joshua just winning battles down low. Eventually the puck gets to Omond. He goes behind the net, feeds it in front for Andre Kuzmenko, who is all by himself in prime scoring position. Quick shot under the arm. Kuzmenko is at a point per game. Or maybe he's at 18 points in 19 games. Either way, he's on pace for like 70 points this year, with his 9th of the season. Just so, so good. And then to top things off, it's a 4-0 hockey game. It's basically in the bag. Canucks aren't done. As Bo Horvat and JT Miller just winning battles. Nils Höglander wins a nice battle by the blue line. Gets it down low to JT Miller. He dipsy doodles. Gets Logan Thompson all sorts of mixed up. And then plays it over to Bo Horvat, who has a wide open net with 2 seconds. Less than 2 seconds. It was like the clock on Sportsnet's 0.1. On the radio when I was listening, it's at like 1. They put it as 1958. So under 2 seconds on the clock, Bo Horvat has his 17th goal in 21 games. Folks, I don't mean to alarm you. That's a 66 goal pace. Bo Horvat scoring 60 this year, which sucks for the Canucks, because they're not going to be able to pay him. But, you know, let's live in the fun times here. So we go to the third period. Canucks up 5-0. This game's over. Garland ends up dropping the gloves with Marchessault. Nothing really happens there. Kolesar and Joshua drop the gloves. And then we have a Bruce, there it is, chat loud through like through my head, like through the speakers, through everything. It is a loud Bruce, there it is chant coming through in Las Vegas with like 6 minutes to go. Marchessault does break the Spencer Martin shutout. A weird bounce off the glass. It's 5-1. That is your final. So a big win for the Vancouver Canucks. My pluses and minuses, they go deep tonight. At least the pluses. The minuses are short. The pluses go deep. Let's start off by looking at just the basic numbers. Shots on goal. Vancouver Canucks 36. Vegas Golden Knights 27. Love it. You love to see that. The Canucks just outshoot Vegas by like 25%. That's fantastic. Spencer Martin, 26 of 27. He continues to just put up points for this hockey team. Like every single game he plays, he gets points except for one. He has one regulation loss in his Canucks career. So Spencer Martin, fantastic. Sucks he didn't get the shutout, but whatever. You know, the win's the most important part. Another stat for you. Canucks go 3-for-5 on the power play. A nice little 60% power play on the night. They just clicked, right? That Besser tip, the Pettersson clapper, and then that JT Miller downhill quick shot. Power play was just firing on all cylinders, and that's how this power play should be. They should be a dominant power play with all the weapons that they do have, and that's really the reason that they won this game. All three of their first goals were on the power play. The other stat for this one, folks, Vegas Golden Knights go 0-for-3 on the power play, which means the Vancouver Canucks go perfect on the power play or on the penalty kill. Again, who sees this coming? Who sees the Canucks going into Vegas? Vegas being one of the best teams in hockey right now. Sure, they're on a back-to-back. They got dusted by the Kraken last night. They're a little on edge. But to go into Vegas, outshoot Vegas, dominate the scoreboard, crush it on the power play, and have one of your best, you have a perfect penalty kill, which they've done, I think, like three of their last four or four of their last five games. It's unbelievable. It is such a change of pace to see the Canucks just go in on the road and outplay a team. I'm not done. I thought Ethan Bear, and not necessarily just this game, you know, he's the only minus on the defensive side. He has just been good for the Canucks. I just wanted to give a shout to Ethan Bear. I think he's been good. You know, he's getting turned around in this new system after, you know, that tough time in Carolina. I want to give him a shout out. Riley Stillman in the press box, and the Canucks get a win. Huh. Who could have predicted this? Who could have predicted that with Riley Stillman in the press box and Kyle Burrows on the ice, playing almost 20 minutes, might I add, the third most of, or sorry, he tied with Luke Shen, technically the fourth most of all six Canucks defensemen with OEL behind him and Ethan Bear at 17 minutes. Kyle Burrows playing 20 minutes tonight. Six hits, three blocks, two penalty minutes, whatever. I love it. I love it. And again, we have been perplexed. Literally, last night I was at hockey and I was with a team that I don't play with very often. It's the second time I played with them this year. And one of our teammates comes up to me after the game, and he knows about, you know, this channel and everything. He's like, "What's with Riley Stillman? Why is he playing?" And I said, like, thinking that maybe I have some insight about, you know, hey, well, maybe they're thinking this. And I just said, "I don't know." And that's like, that's sort of just where we're at with the Riley Stillman project. Kyle Bird's going and playing 20 minutes, being good. I mean, the results speak for themselves. There's no reason for Riley Stillman to be in the lineup at this point. I think Kyle Burrows is way ahead of him. I think Jack Rathbone should be ahead of him. So yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. This puts the Canucks at 4 wins in their last 5 games. That's a good little run. Their one loss being against Vegas a few days ago. So they're heating up. They just beat their last 2 games. They beat the Colorado Avalanche in Denver, and they beat the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas. That is huge. That is huge for their confidence. Hopefully it builds up. And here's why I hope it builds up, because folks, the Canucks aren't out of it yet. According to The Athletic, coming into this game, the Vancouver Canucks had a 28% chance of making the playoffs. And you know why the Canucks had a 28% chance with their bad start? Because the Calgary Flames are a 500 hockey team right now. The Edmonton Oilers are only one game above 500. The Canucks now get to two games below 500. They get San Jose tomorrow. That should be a winnable game. Thatcher Demko and net. You would think, you know, it's a short travel. Vegas to San Jose is nothing, right? That's like an hour flight, hour and a half, maybe. You know, they'll be there by midnight tonight. The Canucks, you know, with the win tomorrow and having three wins on this road trip, potentially, we are talking about a team that is just, you know, basically one game back. They're in it still. And for all the times I've said it's over, you know, again, we go back to Canucks After Dark on Monday night, or maybe it was Tuesday this week. I think it was Tuesday. And looking at the week ahead and thinking, okay, well, you get Vegas and Colorado. Sure, San Jose should be a winnable game. But then you get the Capitals and the Panthers, right? So the Canucks could very well, out of that six-game stretch, lose five of them, was the thought. Or out of that five-game stretch, lose four of them. Well, they've already won two. So if they keep up this momentum and they win in San Jose tomorrow, a 5 p.m. start, by the way, in San Jose, that doesn't make any sense. But if they can keep this up, they win tomorrow. Well, suddenly, you know, a 3-0 road trip does wonders for this team. So let's hope for that, because the Canucks are they're right back into this thing. All right, that's my pluses. Let's go to the minuses. I got two minuses, really, and they're minor. Canucks didn't have any shots for the first 11 minutes of the second period, but then they went and scored three goals. So forgiven. The shutout got broken. The Canucks haven't had a shutout in 77 games. Their last shutout was Bruce Boudreau's first game, that 4-0 win over the Kings on December 5th of last year. Whatever. But yeah, that's my pluses and minuses. Let's go to the people. Let's go to the people. And folks, I do want to keep this kind of short because I do have to be up early. I'm going skiing tomorrow, so I got to be up bright and early because I got a good drive ahead of me in the morning, and I am tired. So let's go through all of your questions as fast as possible. Zacho saying Martin is a goat. Absolutely. Chris saying if Demko gets going, the Canucks will be in for a bit of a run. Yeah, you had all the top guns firing tonight. Like, you look at these names on my right, I guess, here. Brock Besser, JT Miller, Elias Pettersson, Andre Kuzmenko, Bo Horvat, the five guys that need to produce for this team, and they all put up goals tonight. If they keep up this offense, again, it's the defense that's killing them. It's the goaltending that hasn't been that good. That is, you know, the big thing. JC saying, who expected the Canucks to beat both Vegas and Colorado? Not me. No, I thought looking at this road trip, I thought, okay, they go 1-2, they beat San Jose. And I think I said on Canucks After Dark, I think my official prediction was 1-1-1. Maybe they take the Vegas game to overtime is, I think, what my thought was. But yeah, no, they can go on a bit of a heater here. They definitely could go on a bit of a heater. Zedric saying solid 60-minute effort finally. Yeah, they lapsed a little bit at times in the third, but when you're up 5-0, I don't care if you're getting a little bit lazy. That's score effects for you. Tierlock saying the reason the Knights didn't play well tonight is because the Canucks did not let them. It's as simple as that. That's part of it. Look, they were on the back end of a back-to-back, you know, that does impact a team. But they're one of the best teams in hockey. And if you catch them on an off night, you know, you have every right to do that, because you did still beat Colorado, just a couple days ago as well. So, I'm not going to take any credit away. They went it and they outplayed Vegas. And you can only outplay the team in front of you, and that is a big, big thing. Erwin saying, Shane Martin didn't get the shutout. Absolutely, but I'll take this as a solid win. Was this a complete 60-minute game tonight? I think so. And again, maybe it's a 50-minute game with the last 10 minutes being a little bit less so, but I think it was more even near the end. But either way, who cares when you're up 5-0? You can lapse a little bit. Gus saying best game of the season. Haven't seen the team press and control the zone like they did tonight in a while. Fully agree. Zedric saying PD is fantastic two-way play. Penalty kills play has been great. Yeah, I think I saw someone else saying that he had like three shorthanded breakaways tonight. This is why you play players that are this good. You put them out on the penalty kill. Canucks had three penalty kills tonight, and they had five power plays. Guess what? Elias Pettersson played 254 on the power play and 255 on the penalty kill. Elias Pettersson played more shorthanded than anyone else tonight. Even defensemen. Luke Shen, 246. Tyler Myers, 247. Ethan Bear, 223. Quinn Hughes, 148. Kyle Burrows, 150. Elias Pettersson, 255. And Horvat was right up there as well at 244. When you put your best players on the penalty kill, you open up so many more possibilities. They're better at stripping the puck. They know where to be more often. Sure, you might be taking away ice time from them at 5-on-5, but if you can kill off these penalties when you're a team that clicks at 65% of the PK, you need to do whatever you can to stem that bleeding. So, yeah, Elias Pettersson just continues to be phenomenal. I mean, 9 shots on goal tonight. You know, you look at a game with 9 shots for Petey, 9 shots, he's going to score about every 9 shots. So that's a pretty good recipe for success when he's doing that. Let's see here. Jazz Crown saying more complete game, or is it still the 4-1 LA game? So you're saying what, back last Friday? That was a good game as well. That was a home game, so I give a little less credit. Also, I don't remember, how was the special teams in that one? Canucks went perfect on the power play, 1-for-3 perfect on the penalty kill, 1-for-3 on the power play, but they did get outshot 38-25. And that was the game where I kind of had issue with people saying it was their best game of the year, because they did get outplayed, but they beat Jonathan Quick a lot. So I think this game has been the most complete game of the season for the Canucks. And I think the Colorado game is second. I think that's one that's more in competition. Let's see here. JC saying, if the Canucks can stay this course with their defense, the team is dangerous. If the Canucks can have like the 18th best defense in the NHL, which I think is a tall order with some of these players, yeah, they can be dangerous. And that's what we expected coming into the year. And again, it's the hope that kills you. I hate to get excited and think that maybe they have a shot, but there's 60 games to go, 61 games to go, and they're kind of still in the mix. So it would be nice if they can pull something out and go a little 3-0 road trip. Let's see what else we got. Jaskrin saying it's the Burrows effect, isn't it? I mean, it can't hurt at this point. Zedrick saying great PP, horrible PK. My eyes perplexed. You mean their PK? I'm confused. I guess you just, I don't know. I'm not going to try to sort this out. Jaskrin saying Vegas's power play didn't look that dangerous either, which can be a plus for the Canucks. Sure. The Canucks have made every single power play look dangerous as of now this year. So it is very good that they have been, you know, if they can go out and make another team look less dangerous, even if that's on the other team more so than the Canucks, that's a win for the Canucks for sure. Let's see here. Booyasha saying, I'm surprised the team has not been scoring more on Martin with how far he goes out of his crease. Yeah, he's an aggressive goalie. Here's the thing. Martin hasn't been fantastic this year. He's getting points, but I mean, he had like a 3-something goals against average and he was under 900 save percentage. I think he gets above 900 with this game, which is good. You know, going far to your crease makes it harder to score on the initial shot, but the problem is the back doors, the rebounds get a little trickier. But yeah, Quattro, I'm saying the Pacific Division is so bad. Yeah. And that's a big boon for the Canucks. It might give them a chance to get back in it. Jaskaran saying we might get to see Clay's gritty tomorrow. Be sure to hop on his stream. I will not be there if that's the case. I'm out. Erwin saying no one could have predicted the Pacific wildcard race would be such a low bar. I mean, I didn't see it being that competitive, honestly. You know, there's probably like 4 or 5 teams that were competitive, and if they come out to a slow start, you know, that's what you'll see. And by the way, while you guys are here, make sure you hit the like button. Much appreciated. Might have some new faces here. So it's good to see you all. What else do we have? Zedrick saying Hoglander finally had a pretty good game. Tough having that stumble on the breakaway chance. Yeah, at least it was at the end when that game was already clinched. Hoglander with Bo in the middle with JT Miller worked pretty well. I don't see them changing that up for the next game. I've always liked Hoglander's game. He played pretty good tonight. You know, gets the one apple. Could have had a goal there too. Good for him. Janice Grant saying, I told Clay that this is the type of team that will beat the Avs and Knights, but somehow choke to the Sharks. They do tend to play to the level of their opponent, which is frustrating. I think with these two wins, though, I got to imagine that they're looking at each other in the room and saying, you know, we can't let up, right? This is the perfect opportunity to go on a run and get back in it. I just hope they come out flying tomorrow. Jayla's saying, who should be in the net tomorrow? It should be Demko. Look, Martin only faced 27 shots, but the thing is, if you don't play Demko tomorrow, you know, then he's not playing until Tuesday. He hasn't played in a while, right? You've gone Martin the last two. And, you know, we discussed it on Canucks After Dark, what you do with the goalies this week. And we said, well, you probably put a Martin against the Avalanche. And then Demko got lit up by Vegas. So you probably want to switch it up and put Martin in against Vegas to mess with him a little bit. And that worked. But it's a back-to-back. It's a short turnaround, folks. This game ended at about 9:40. The Canucks play at 5 p.m. tomorrow. That's only about a 19-hour turnaround. You got to go with Demko. And you got to hope your offense just is firing on all cylinders, and you hope Demko has a good night. Remember, Demko's still a good goalie. He's had some bad games. But, you know, he had a really good game against L.A. and then a bad one against Vegas. Maybe he's turning it around. Who knows? Let's see here. Cedric saying maybe we can end the season at 31st on the penalty kill. That, hold on. Checking. Penalty kill. Let's sort. Okay. I don't know. This has brought this game. No, it hasn't. This game hasn't been included. Coming into this game, the Vancouver Canucks were a 65.7% penalty kill. The Anaheim Ducks were at 65.8. Now the Canucks go 3-4-3 tonight on the PK, which I think is good enough for the Vancouver Canucks to officially not have the worst penalty kill in the NHL. Bravo, Vancouver Canucks, getting out of the basement. By the way, their power play is firing. It's top five in the NHL. So get that penalty kill sorted, which the Canucks have done over the past handful of games. And we're talking about an entirely different team. MRB are saying, if not for the blown leads, we'd be playing the parade route. Yeah, I mean, if not for the blown leads, the Canucks would have 9 more wins, right? Or is it 7? 7 more? No, is it? It's 7. It's got to be 7. 7 more wins would be nice. You know, the Canucks would be, the Canucks would have 15 wins. That would be insane. But they have been blowing leads, unfortunately. Erwin's saying, Demko's got to work out whatever issues he had, just got to play through it. I agree. Elder saying that Tyler Myers played the best game in 4 years. Well, I think he was pretty good last year, but he stopped the 2-on-1 early in the first, hard skating in the reach. Yeah, that reach is a big boon for him. You know, good to see that he had a good game as well. JC saying still needs a lazy boy recliner in the press box. Just stay there and be a good boy. Yeah, give him some snacks. You know, give him a nice little Coke Zero. Let him chill. Because, you know, he really shouldn't be seeing the lineup at this point. There's really no reason for it. What else do we got? Clifford saying that Vegas just wasn't very good tonight. That's fair. Depressed Canucks fan saying after starting 0-5-2, can't be mad about being 8-10-3. Yeah. And again, looking at this, you know, I thought, you know, looking at these two games especially, I thought it would be totally reasonable for the Canucks to be 6-12-3. That was, you know, what betting odds would have said going against Colorado and Vegas. But those two wins get the Canucks back in the mix, right? So that, what's that, 8-5-1 in their last 14? If you can keep up that pace for the rest of the season, we are talking about a playoff team. But that's a big if, because this team has shown real issues for sure. Edmund saying, shocked how quiet Eichel was tonight. Garland wasn't injured, was he? No. So Garland got kicked out because he didn't have the fight strap done up, the tie down on the back of the jersey, and his jersey got pulled over in the fight. So you get kicked out for that. Just a game misconduct. And Garland doesn't expect to fight, so he probably doesn't do up that tie down. It's his first NHL fight. And yeah, Eichel, you know, Eichel's been good for Vegas. Didn't get anything done tonight. I mean, Eichel's got 26 points in 23 games. He has been fantastic, for Vegas. But you know, didn't get it done, tonight for them. All right. What else we got? Jasker saying Martin was a 901 before this game. Fair enough. All right. So he's definitely above 900 now. Quadrup saying, dreading when Pearson is ready to play again. Not looking forward to that. Yeah. The thing is, I think it, you know who. So Pod Colson is the odd man out right now for the Canucks up front. He's the scratch, and then Stillman and Rathbone are the other scratches on defense because they're carrying 8D. Here's the thing. I think they roll with what they got going right now. You know, maybe it's Sheldon Dries that comes out, but I think he's been fine. If the Canucks are on a heater when Pearson is ready to come back, Pearson will not end up back in the lineup, I don't think. But we'll see. Alder Love saying, hey, congrats on the Botchford project. Thank you very much. I want you to do the analysis videos. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to do more analysis videos, but they're so time consuming. I'm extremely busy. But yeah, that's something I did want to bring up. If you missed it, the Canucks announced the first three recipients of the Botchford project for this year. I am one of them, so I will be in the press box on Saturday, next Saturday, against Arizona. So I'll have some sort of article going up on Canucks.com, which is cool. I'll do a video afterwards that I'll sort of go over my experience, I guess. I'll do a little vlog or something. So make sure you're subscribed for that. But yeah, very excited. It'll be very cool. Zedrick saying, number one, Demko needs his confidence back for sure. Dominic saying, San Jose won't have Ferraro in the lineup, so you should take advantage of that. Has Ferraro been that good? Mario, is it Landon or is it Mario? It is Mario. He's a minus 14. That's impressive. Let's see here. Jayla saying, what part of the game didn't you like? Well, I only really watched the goals and then like the last 30 minutes because I was at hockey tonight. I had a game at 7 as well. I was okay with whatever I saw. Honestly, there wasn't much to complain about. Lee saying bad defense is an easier problem to solve than no offense. To an extent, they're both crucial, right? Because you got to score more goals than you allow. And the bad defense allows goals. The bad offense doesn't score goals. They are both a problem. Jasker saying, how much better would this team look with Caulfield instead of Pods? Of course. Yeah. I was a big Caulfield fan at the draft as well there. But you know, Paul Colson's fine. It's tough for him to find a way in the lineup. All right, folks, we've hit the bottom of all of the comments. So we're going to wrap up there. If you enjoyed, thank you very much for hanging out. I got to get up early to go skiing. Hit the like button, hit subscribe. Again, like I said, next Saturday I'll be doing the Botchford project. So make sure you're following me on Twitter at Parker's Pucks. I'll be sending pictures or putting up pictures of my experience as it goes. Thank you all very much for joining me on this lovely Saturday night. Have a lovely time this weekend. Go Canada, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'll have the phone on the mountain. I'll be watching that game for sure. Hopefully they can pull it a win because they need one after that Belgium game. All right. Have a good one. Thank you very much. And I will see you all next time.